Hey, Diamond Dave here. Another outing, another inning, another time here, and we're this is going to be my show here because next week I'm going down and we'll be doing it from the Gulf Coast, doing the show for the Gulf Coast, and I'll be talking to be down there doing the show. We're talking to some of the people we're going to be talking to today, from down there to here, and now we're here talking down there, and I got some guests there both waiting for me at the Common Ground, at the Welcome Home, and at Waveland, if I can find. So let me let's begin. And here we have we're going to begin with some music with what do you call you guys?
Ferelius.
Ferelius, and we're going to begin. Ferelius. 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 This is the us and the we. We can do more together than any of us can do on our own. The for real us. And there we go. They're going to come back and play a few songs later, but they're going to kick it off. And then we have Tessa and Ingrid out here, too, are helping organize the caravan that's going from here down there. So stay tuned for an interesting show for sure. It's Diamond Dave, and here's Dapper Dave. So what better way to kick that off than with For Real Us? And this is a song, in fact, you want to introduce this?
Yeah, this song's called Katrina.
Katrina.
I wrote it shortly after the hurricane disaster in New Orleans. So this goes out to everybody down south and Mississippi and, yeah.
On the planet. Okay. It's going on the planet.
When the winds will blow, when the winds will blow, when the waters flow, when the waters flow, when the waters flow, oh, and they're rising up to my door, and the only reason I'm stuck here is because I'm poor. You say it's not that much, just $50 and you can get on that bus, but I'm just struggling every day for something to eat. Do you think I find $50 just sitting on the street? And when I watch you all get out of town, leaving us all here to drown, and after the waters rise and the fires rage, I hope my sacrifice will help turn the page. And I hope you all remember all the people who died and the hearts that were open and the ones who survived. And we'll pray for a new peaceful time when we would all keep each other alive. Yes, I hope you all pray for the people who died and the hearts that were open and the ones who survived. And I guess I'll be your sacrifice, so maybe next time you'll think twice. When the winds will blow, when the winds will blow, when the winds will blow, when the waters flow, when the waters flow, when the waters flow, and they're rising up to my door, and the only reason I'm stuck here is because I'm poor. To go, and then you send out your National Guard to protect all the businesses and leave the people to starve. And then the winds blew and the walls collapsed, and we carried our babies out on our backs through the crowded, flooded streets. And I guess it was too long before we found something to eat. So I hope you all remember the people who died and the hearts that were open and the ones who survived. Pray for a new peaceful time when we would all keep each other alive. Yes, I hope you all brave. All the people who died and the hearts that were open and the ones who survived. And I guess I'll be your sacrifice. So maybe next time you'll think twice. When the winds are blowing, when the winds are blowing, when the winds are blowing, oh. And the waters flow, and the waters flow, and the waters flow, oh. And they're rising up to my door. And the only reason I'm stuck here is because I'm poor. And the winds blow.
That's Christina? All right. That song's called Christina, and that's what we're talking about today. In fact, I hope I have right here, Brother Lucas. Lucas, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, well, we want to know what's up from you. That was the Real Less duo, dynamic duo, and I have with me here, there's Tessa, and Ingrid, who are part of the caravan, are coming down there. They're going to talk, but I want to get a report, what it's like there. Where are you guys now?
Right now, I'm out front of the Sugar Park Tavern. You know how it is. It's New Orleans. So, yeah, we're on Dauphine in France in the Ninth Ward in Bywater. And on the way here, we saw a house on fire, just burning down near the Common Ground in the Ninth Ward, just around the corner from there. We got the Spaz bus parked across the street from the Common Ground Distribution Center, where we set up a kitchen and we're feeding folks and giving out stuff. And tomorrow we're heading down to Houma, about an hour southwest, to drop off some supplies and check in with them and see how they're doing and what they need and how we can coordinate help. But things are good. Things are crazy as ever. And, you know, there's plenty of work to be done. We're throwing moldy couches out of a house today, a house that got 10 feet of water. And that wasn't too fun, but it's pretty it's pretty full on. Anyway, yeah, you got a full house there, though, huh?
Shoot, yeah, I got, hey, Ingrid, Ingrid's going to be driving down there. Is that right, Ingrid?
Actually, my car is going down. I'm going to fly in and hopefully lend a helping hand. I hear that, is there power back on in the ward now?
It depends where you are. I mean, in the Bywater, there's power, but you cross St. Claude into the rest of the night where the Common Ground is, and there's no power.
So there's no power for the people, but there's power for the rich people. I just want to be clear on that.
Yeah, I mean, the Bywater itself is pretty mixed, you know. It's pretty mixed. But yeah, definitely that's how it's separated right now. There's a huge amount of the city that has no power at all, and that's all definitely the lower class neighborhoods or whatever. Or the less wealthy neighborhoods. And, the French Quarter is always... Like, the other day, the French Quarter had power and nothing else. Downtown in the French Quarter and the Bywater, everything in Marigny, everything had no power. So, you know, that's how it's rolling.
So it's a little like Baghdad by the river.
Yeah.
Anyway, Baghdad on the bayou.
So anyway, that's Baghdad by the bayou. Here we be. So Ingrid is Ingrid and Tessa are going to be coming down, and they're bringing some. There's going to be a caravan bringing supplies, which are being gathered now, coming down with a bunch of people to the Ninth Ward and to Common Ground and the Welcome Home Cafe and wherever they're needed. So Tessa, this is down there. If there's anything, Tessa, tell them a bit about what's happening up here, and our vast listening audience too.
Yeah, hello. Well, the Welcome Home Cafe had a bit of heat this week from the police, and I was there. We showed some movies, some short films, some weird fucked up movies one night, and that later on that night, the police came and said that everyone was going to have to leave the next day. So we parked there and stayed, and then they didn't come all day. And then the next day, apparently they had some communication, which was today actually they can stay there. They have an extension from the city to stay there till I think the first week of December, and then they're going to be moving somewhere. I don't know if they've fully decided where they're going to move, but they were talking about moving into the Bywater, the Ninth Ward, in Markey Park or some other park. And I guess the I haven't been to Waveland yet, but I guess they're talking about changing things by Thanksgiving. So, I mean, I've heard that in Houma they need a kitchen, so I'm just trying to, we'll try and coordinate that when we go down tomorrow and see if they do actually need a kitchen. We can tell Welcome Home and Waveland.
Oh, and people want to keep up with this, if they go to your website, which is through C3 Relief, you'll be putting some words down there as you find out what's happening,
won't
you?
Actually, I think we uploaded some pictures today, and put up some pictures on the c3relief.org as well as spaz.org. Hopefully there's going to be pictures up. If not today, then tomorrow. But we sent some pictures to some people to put up.
Oh, there. Well,
Of the lower ninth ward where everything's totally fucked, totally devastated.
Yeah, you can say fucked up. This is on the internet. It's okay. Hey, look. So I want to introduce you to, as I already did, Tessa and Ingrid, and they're going to tell you a little bit about one when the caravan's coming down there, and a lot of people are really into this. So first of all, Ingrid, do you have a, let me put it this way. Hey, Lucas, they're going to be bringing stuff down. Do you have anything off the top of your head, a wish list that's specially needed down there?
Well, it's kind of funny because there's a lot of stuff down here.
I know.
Just now it's just getting it to the people and getting it to different places where they don't have it. I think people are definitely needed for these, you know, they definitely need people, volunteers to move stuff around and to go out and fix roofs and gut houses and set up these different, you know, programs. But there's a lot of stuff. I don't know so much, like, specific things they're in dire need of. I mean, it's hard to say.
Well, there's some wish lists and there's some wish lists around for sure, and I think they have a pretty good idea. And Tessa, who's going to be up here? Tell us a bit about what's happening. First of all, at San Francisco State, there's going to be a gathering, an all-day gathering. Tell us a bit about that. Tell them a bit about that.
The San Francisco State gathering is going to be an all-day teach-in. And I don't know a lot about that, but we have been organizing the caravan, and I'm organizing out of Sacramento, California, along with San Francisco and Berkeley, other organizers from those areas. I wanted to make a big, you know, I want to let everybody know that we're really wanting to let residents that have been evacuated that are here in California know that we will caravan you back, and if you need to come back to California, then we will bring you back. Also, this caravan is really about the residents that have been evacuated also, along with getting as many volunteers out there.
And who's going to be up speaking? He's going to be speaking from down there.
Malik Rahim is his name, and he's organizing Common Ground Relief out of his home in Algiers, Louisiana.
That's where they've been. So we're connecting with what they've been. Right. And so Malik is going to be up here on the 15th and the 16th, which is the eve of the people leaving. And there's going to be a party. Tell our listeners there's going to be a farewell, happy trails, cool running.
Right, send off party. We're trying to get creative with the name for it. On Wednesday, the 16th, the day before the caravan is scheduled to leave, those that are driving, we're going to have a farewell party at Studio Z in San Francisco at 11th and Folsom.
Yeah.
And it will start at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., and then there's going to be an after party as well. What's going on there is we're going to have some entertainers. We're going to have some dance from a African-Brazilian dance group, some spoken word, hip-hop, and our guest speaker, Malik Rahim. And along with that, we're trying to raise $60,000 to take down supplies, to help volunteers, to help evacuees get down and get the place cleaned up. We really want to raise as much money as possible, so we're going to have a silent auction that night as well. And I hope a lot of people can show up. 6 o'clock, Wednesday, the 16th.
Studio Z. So do you hear that, guy?
Yeah, it's good to know.
I'm at City College, and I got they donated all of these toys, new toys, a lot of board games too. So that's going to be coming down. That's going to be coming
quick. You know, people are coming by and grabbing stuff all the time from the distribution center in Ninth Ward, which is where we've been in between Mama D's. house in the 7th Ward in Treme and helping out there, and then in the 9th Ward at the Common Ground. And then, you know, we always check in at the Welcome Home Kitchen, and then we're just working directly with the community that we know down here and staying with them and working with people they know that need help. And, yeah, supplies move quick. And the thing is, there's, like, a large amount of the city is totally empty, and there's nobody around, and it's people are there's, I mean, in a lot of ways, there's no way they could come back because their houses are totally ruined, and it's just, it's pretty unbelievable and amazing in some areas, and it just keeps going and going and going. It's just not, like, the further you go, and you still see more houses and more cars on fences and on side, you know, it's just unbelievable. And I think if people get down here, there's, I mean, they're preparing for it at Common Ground for this caravan stuff coming in. They have a huge, huge mountain of cleaning supplies and cleanup supplies that are waiting for these people to come down and start going into houses and doing what they can, because there's just tons of work and a lot of people are just here with no help. So, yeah, it's definitely, it's great that people are still continuing to mobilize and get help. Because, it's, yeah, it's,
yeah, and there's
it's going to be a long time before this city's back.
I'm gonna call Common Ground now. But hey, do you? I had all the numbers set up, and then somebody took this magazine from the cab, and so I don't. Do you have a number? Do you have like Saxophone Joe's number handy?
I could get it in a second.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm going to put on some music. We're going to have a segue, and because they're expecting my call too, and that would save. So if we get that number, and if you might have a Waveland number, that would be good too.
Yeah, I don't think I have that on me. But
okay, well, I'll get that from them. So I'm going to call the people at Common Ground. They're waiting for me, and then if and look for the number. Hey, is there anybody else around who'd like to say hello to San Francisco and the world?
I think Carter. He's carving a pumpkin here on the curb, and I think he might want to say hello.
Okay, hey, Carter.
He's right here. Hold on. Aloha.
Hey, aloha, Carter. Here we are in San Francisco taking transmitting this around the world, brother.
Oh, around the world, eh?
Around the world. In fact, you'll be able to pick it up anytime if you go to indiebay.org anytime tomorrow or so and just click on Diamond Dave's 14th show, and you can hear yourself from there to San Francisco and then around the world and back to New Orleans.
Well, that's something else. I just want to say that you should smoke a spliff for the genocide.
Okay, well, we're gonna do the segue with some Peter Tosh. In fact, there's no accidents around. Lucas is looking for the phone number for. Lucas is looking for the phone guy for the Welcome Home. Hey, Carter, keep up the good work. I'll see you down there. I'll be there on the 17th. Lucas, are you still there? Lucas.
He walked off and smoked a spliff. That's what happened there.
Yeah. And here's a segue. Here's some Dylan and some live music. And we're going to be coming back. We're hanging out. We're partying out here. Yeah.
Of war and peace, the truth just twists its curfew, go, just glide. Upon four-legged forest clouds, the cowboy angel rides. With his candle cradled into the sun, though its glow is waxed in black. When 'neath the trees of Eden, the lamppost stands with folding arms, its iron claws attached. Two curbs need holes where babies wail, though it shadows metal bands. All in all can only fall with a crashing but meaningless blow. And no sound at all ever comes from the gates of Eden. The savage soldier sticks his head in sand and then complains. And to the shoeless hunter who's gone deaf but still remains. Upon the beach where hound dogs bay at ships with tattooed sails. Heading for the gates of Eden. With a time rusted compass blade, Aladdin and his lamp sits with utopian hermit monks, side saddle on the golden calf. And on their promises of paradise, you will not hear a laugh. All except inside the gates of Eden. Relationships of ownership, they whisper in the wings. To those condemned to act accordingly and wait for succeeding kings. And I try to harmonize with songs the lonesome sparrows sing. Inside the gates of Eden. The motorcycle black Madonna, two-wheeled gypsy queen. And her silver-studded phantom cause the gray flannel dwarf to scream as he weeps to wicked birds of prey who pick up on his breadcrumb sins. There are no sins inside the gates of Eden. The kingdoms of experience and the precious winds they rot. While paupers change possessions, each one wishing for what the other has got. And the princess and the prince discuss what's real and what is not. It doesn't matter inside the gates of Eden. The foreign sun, it squints upon a bed that is never mine. As friends and other strangers from their fates try to resign. Leaving men wholly, totally free to do anything they wish to do but die. the gates of Eden. At dawn, my lover comes to me and tells me of her dream. With no attempts to shovel the glimpse into the ditch of what each one means. At times I think there are no words but these to tell what's true. And there are no truths outside the gates of Eden.
Hey, is this Common Ground?
Yeah, this is Carol from Common Ground Collective.
Hey, Carol, we're on the air. Tell us a bit what's happening. Let you know that in the studio here, we got Ingrid.
Hey, Carol.
And we got Tessa, and they're both from their perspectives helping organize the caravan that from San Francisco that's going down here. Ingrid is seeing to the logistics, the trucks coming down, and Tessa is putting on the show that's going to be going on the day before everybody leaves on the 16th.
All right, we're talking about the road trip to relief. Road trip for relief, yeah.
That's it. That's why I'm talking to you. So they're getting ready. They're all excited. They're getting ready, and Malika's going to be here on the day to see people off too. So tell us a bit of what's happening down around you. What's happening down there in the Common Ground, and some of the plans for the relief for people who are coming down there from hither and yon, far and wide, on the relief caravan.
All right. Well, we have two distribution centers going on, one here in Algiers, across the Mississippi from downtown New Orleans, and then we have our newest community distribution center in the Ninth Ward. That's a booming success. We have so many people coming in to get basic supplies like bleach and food and water, in order to help them come back to return to their neighborhood in the Ninth Ward.
Okay, well, I hope you can hear this. I think you can. So speak up and let them know what you guys are, what's happening, what you're bringing down, and the idea of bringing people back.
Well, the
I don't know if you guys already covered this or not, but November 20th, we're going to have around 300 volunteers coming from all over the United States to work one square block at a time, doing cleanup of the Ninth Ward and to offer hope to the people returning home. We're trying to set up a situation so that when people come home, that they have some kind of resources available to them, because the city, state, and federal governments have neglected this area historically, and especially since these hurricanes. We're trying to provide some of the support necessary for people to be able to come home.
All right. And you're hoping to bring some people back home with you, plus many activists, people ready to roll up their sleeves and lend a hand, and people are going to be there over Thanksgiving. So talk a bit about that. This is Tessa and Ingrid, and the kids here on the mic. Go ahead, kids. Go ahead. Ingrid.
We are part of the 300 that's coming down to work. And one of the things that we wanted you to know down there is that we're not just coming down for Thanksgiving. You know, we're going to keep coming back and back and back. And we're going to come back until we drive the rich people out, maybe even get them out of the French Quarter, make them go back to wherever the heck rich people are before they get where we live. You know what I'm saying? So, and also, you know, for me, I'm a native son or native daughter, whatever you want to call it. I'm from Northern Louisiana, from Shreveport. And I want to say hi. What's up to my people? Le bon temps roulé and all of that good stuff. I heard Brother Malik Rahim speak here in San Francisco, and I just knew I had to go. And we've been organizing right now. We're bringing carpenters. We're bringing people who are ready to not only just clean up the mess that's there right now, but rebuild and in a green way. That's what's really You don't know. That's just a real big enticement. And for me, this is, you know, I hate that such a terrible thing had to happen, but this is going to end up making a dream come true in Louisiana. You know, what starts out as a disaster is going to turn out to be the miracle of the South. You know, all those races have always said, let the South shall rise again. And it is going to rise again, but it's going to be green and black. And it's going to be the what used to be the poor people on top, but they're going to be the people who know how to share. And the stingy people are going to be the ones on the bottom, because they ain't going to be the ones that's going to make it. You know, I feel like Mother Nature is bringing us all together. And either we're going to learn how to get together and work together with one another and survive, or we're going to be stingy and die. And I think a lot of us are smart enough to know which side to choose from. So, you know, we're building common ground here. We hope to be the common link from the left side, what they call the left coast down there, to the bayou. We just want to all come through and do what we can. And we brought some youngins here who want
to
holler, too.
I was just about to say, time to introduce the kids. Kids, what do you think? Are you guys going to be going down?
Yeah.
You're going down?
No, actually, they're going to stay here for Thanksgiving. This is Tyra and Tiara, my 8 and 10-year-old daughter, that have been like the ultimate support for me. And I'm going to go down for a weekend. They're going to hold down Sacramento for me. You want to say hi?
Hi.
You say your name.
I'm Tiara.
Tiara. And?
Hi, my name is Tyra, and I'm 10.
Tyra and Tiara.
Yeah,
Tyra and Tessa. To the teeth. Tyra, are here in the house. And in fact, that reminds me, I just brought home the City College of San Francisco, where I go, had a drive, and I got all these toys, tons of toys and board games and stuffed animals and stuff that they're going to be bringing down.
We're bringing down other supplies for you too, Carolyn. One of them, I talked to a brother today who's got tons of tarps that he's bringing down. I'm personally bringing down 100 respirators that are going to be N95 certified, so they'll be able to work in those mold environments. I talked to a lady yesterday we're organizing to bring down rubber gloves and rubber boots so that people can get down if they're going to be dirty, they need to be able to get down and mix it up with the right kind of equipment. So, you know, we're coming there and we're bringing everything we can with us. And, you know, I'm not the transportation queen. I'm the supply queen. My job is to get the stuff from California down yonder so that we can use it.
All right.
So this
you say several hundred?
Yes. We're looking at, I think we're going to have a Code Pink is going to bring down 155 seriously ready to get down women. And
strong women.
Because when it comes to a mess, who really knows how to clean up a mess? Let's keep it real here tonight.
I know how to make one.
Okay. So the women are coming in force, and we've got our collective is at least, I think we got at least like 20, 30 people. So right there, that's 180 people coming with you live from the Bay Area. And let me tell you something about these activists here in the Bay Area as a person who's from the South. These some hardworking people out here, and they are creative and just on a whole nother level. And you know what? It's like a miracle what's happening here. It's just me and some friends, it was just like 2 weeks ago, we're like, man, we need to go down south. And we didn't even know how we were going to do it. Next thing I know, I'm getting an email from Natasha saying, hey, we got a caravan going. And there's so many of us, we've just been waiting for the call. You know, Bush is calling on the reserves to go to bullshit places like Afghanistan and Iraq. But now it's time for all the good people. We're a reserve too. We're a reserve of conscious people. And we are amassing our troops to go down there to do the do in the bayou.
All right.
So can you pass that on to people? Well, you'll be able to hear it on. People are going to be able to go hear it on. If you go to Indie Bay, we'll be able to hear this. So if they're not hearing it now, they'll be able to hear it then. And let's take a little time to let people know who are listening, how they can lend a hand with this. Do you have be sure to give the phone number. Here we're about to hear the phone number for this for the local chapter of the caravan. Go ahead.
Just go.
You know, out of Sacramento, since I'm organizing out of Sacramento, you can go to www.artistsforalternativerelief.org. And we've been organizing for donation drives and benefits. We've gotten a lot of interested artists together. And a number for the caravan in Sacramento is 916-470-4081. And again, that's www.artistforalternativerelief.com. But there's also at the Common Ground Relief, there's a forum going on there that will also help people with organizing rides. And that's
and you can have people can call me directly at 504-339-5885 if they want to contact Carol Dyer over at the Common Ground Collective here in New Orleans.
Okay, that's 504-339-5885. And that's Carol So we're hooking all of this up, Carol. This is for this same. This is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
This is great. I'm so inspired by everything I heard on this radio program right now. I just also want to speak to that we have so many different groups of people from all over the United States who share your enthusiasm and also feel that call to come down and do something right and make a real change, you know? Like what you were talking about right there, I really appreciate all the words that sister was saying. I also want to say that we have one group of people coming from North Carolina that are going to supply everything on our donation list. So we have to create another donation list because our projects are being supplied and being spearheaded by people like plumbers and contractors and people who rebuild houses for a living are coming down to volunteer their time during the 20th to 27th of November down here in New Orleans.
And this is the beginning of this new level, too. As Ingrid said, this is an ongoing project that's going to continue and get around. And I believe we're onto something, which is the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And we can do more together than any of us can do on our own.
Amen.
So let's do as, and I want to get this time to give my credo, four lines that always I say, we're going to cast a wide net. Find that common thread. Let life flourish. In fact, encourage it. And then don't panic. We'll just keep it organic. Because here it is. What did I say? Transcending all past categories, we welcome all cool folk out here on the cutting edge, which happens to be New Orleans and the Gulf. Here we be. Well, look, Carol, I'm gonna now call Welcome Home Cafe. They're going to chime in, let her know what's happening there. And I'll be back. I'll be down on the 17th at 4 o'clock. I'm coming into the airport at the airport there. And so I'll be seeing you. We'll be hanging out. We'll be doing all this. And then we'll do a show from there. Come back here when we all get together.
All right. Thank you, Don and Dave. All right. Take care.
Much love, sister. I love you, sister.
Much
keep
love,
up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And now let's do another segue. Do you want to do some live? Will you guys do some live as we segue into hear some live music from the...
For real us.
That's perfect. Okay. Let's try...
Doing it. Pieces of the puzzle all sit where they fit. Well, it seems strange to try. Struggle and kill, amplify. Consuming at a rate that's gonna run the world dry. We're gonna fly like grass into the sun. Going back to where we all come from. Gonna fly like grass into the sun. Our destiny, the evolution. Got to be aligned with the eye of mind. While you feel the vibration all of the time. Yes, it's a lyrical prayer that echoes through space. Sometimes it's the truth staring you in the face of this place that we call Earth. Cradled us in need from a moment of birth. Give us the seeds and the dreams and the songs so we can dance all night long. Gonna fly like grass into the sun. Going back where we all come from, gonna fly like grass into the sun. Feeling our destiny, the evolution. Got to realign with the higher mind. Gonna realign with the higher mind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, realign. You can get down your higher mind. Come on, realign, realign. Yeah, yeah. Flicker in time and to prove yourself to yourself is just a waste of your time. Well, the last thing they want to do is go and lose our minds. Start killing each other, stealing nickels and dimes. And, come on, y'all. I'm gonna tell you where it's at, y'all. Indie media. Breaking it down for y'all, indie media.
Ow.
And we say, say. The corporate machine, the rich 2%, that put us in the ring to fight for a rent. It's global economic bloodthirsty warfare. They own the food we eat and the clothes we wear. And we can't play the game because we'll never win. Even if we try to defeat from within, it becomes a dark force that consumes the soul. Have a big house beyond the payroll. Get consumed by payments from month to month. The mortgage and the kids and responsible stuff. And before we know it, our whole life's pissed away. And we're just another drone in some rich man's place. So what now? Now that we know the truth, said how do we educate the youth? What now? Now that we know the truth, we got to educate the youth. And we say, fuck the system and the box of punishment. Fuck the money game that you got odds playing. Fuck this corporate ladder of success. It's poverty and sickness that we must address. Higher education, make a nation of stress. Let's put the corporations to the test. In numbers, the power we possess. We will make the CEOs and tycoons confess to the killing and raising of our planet. Gonna fall so long, stand to clean it. There ain't no way around it. So they fucked it up, so now they'll fix it. Gonna fly, come on, y'all. Fly, we're gonna fly, oh, yo. We're gonna fly like a grass into the sun. Going back to where we all come from. Gonna fly like a grass into the sun. Feeling our destiny, the evolution. Got to realign with a higher mind. Come on, realign with a higher mind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, realign with a higher mind. We'll realign, realign, yeah. Sun. Going back to where we all come from. Gonna fly like a grass into the sun. Feeling our destiny, the evolution. Got to realign with the eye of mine. Oh, yo. Come on, realign with the eye of mine. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, realign with the eye of mine. Come on, realign, realign, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, here's Joe. Joe, did you find it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, is he going to give us a phone number?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
this is, we're about to talk to the Welcome Home Cafe. Here we be, as you see. Hey, Joe.
I picked myself out. It's scary.
I've gone through four cars. Hey, well, tell us more about what you're doing. With,
yeah, tell you got some events.
Yeah, how are you gathering all your supplies? Tell us what's going on.
Well, we.
Okay.
Okay, this is Lynn's number.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
352.
We've been organizing benefits and donation drives. What we were doing in Sacramento is getting artists together to perform, and we had big trucks out there taking donation drives. We focused on clothes at first. What happened was I was watching the news. I've never been to New Orleans, by the way, and I really wanted to go, and I was, you know, just extremely moved by all that had happened there, and I was really moved because I thought, shit, this could be us, you know, this could be my family. The levees in Sacramento are awful. Mm-hmm. The neighborhoods, you know, are designed pretty much similar all across the United States. They're structured very similarly, and it could have been my family. So I was wanting to do something, and the only thing I really had was extra clothes and extra stuff. So I said, okay, if we all get our extra stuff together, then maybe our extra stuff could be of some help. And organizing that, I said, okay, I'm going to take all this extra stuff down to New Orleans, and didn't realize what a task that would be. So we did a lot of donation drives, and we ended up getting some trucks full, but we ended up sending them not to Common Ground, but to Texas and to other places, because there's been so many people and independent business owners, independent people that have wanted to do something and that didn't want to go through the Red Cross or any other government organizations to do this. What happened was, is when I started telling people we're taking donations and we're looking for volunteers, I had the biggest response was, I want to do something, but I didn't know where to put my money. I want to do something, but I don't know where to give my stuff because I don't trust the Red Cross. So that's, we've been kind of a resource for people to come to us. There's, we've been working with Cali 4 in Sacramento. They've taken several trucks down. Lohman Trucking, we have a few warehouses available to us through independent business owners that are saying, bring your stuff here. You're welcome to hold it here and process it here. So.
Hold on, we got, speaking of New Orleans, we have, here's Saxophone Joe, and Saxophone Joe is part of the New Orleans Jazz Vipers, have been playing on the streets for years there, and now he's back there, and he's part of REMA, the Rainbow REMA, and the Welcome Home Cafe. Tell us about what's happening, Joe.
Okay, there's quite a lot has happened this week, because we were, threatened with being shut down this week, and seems that we've put it off at least for the time being. The police had come by earlier this week and told us we had 36 hours to be out.
Tell us a bit Tell us a bit what it's like now in Washington. This is in Washington Square. In what neighborhood? Give us some more details of what you've been doing before they had to. They told what you've been doing, you'd have to stop. Go ahead. Tell us a bit about the Welcome Home Cafe.
Well, basically, we provide 3 hot meals a day and free medical care. But the most important thing we provide really is a kind of a social gathering place and a caring atmosphere and a community atmosphere and an atmosphere of sharing and people helping each other out. A lot of people are finding the kitchen after, just kind of being alone in the city for days, or in some cases, since the storm. And there's kind of a healing atmosphere there where people can get together, and it's so I think that's the most important aspect, is the community aspect of it. But physically what we're doing is providing 3 good healthy hot meals a day and medical services.
Well, it's beautiful and a place to be in. And as you heard, Tessa here was talking about the donations they're getting together to go to the grassroots. Are you guys getting stuff? Is stuff coming in? Are you getting food to feed people? And I just talked to Carol at Common Ground, and they're, to expect hundreds of people are coming down to lend a hand with cleanup and wherever they're needed. Did you know about that?
Well, I hadn't heard about how many people are coming, but people do keep arriving all the time, and we need more, especially people willing to get out there and help people clean out their houses and do some of the physical work that necessary for people to be able to move back into their homes, because 75% of the city was flooded, and but of that 75%, most of it can be repaired. There are certain neighborhoods that really were totally devastated, but most of the neighborhoods just, the houses filled up with water and people lost all of their possessions. There's very little that can be salvaged from anybody's possessions there, and that's a traumatic thing. But if you clean the place out, then what you have to do is start taking the walls out. Sometimes you only have to take the walls out up as high as the water went, 4 feet or 3 feet or whatever it is in the house. And then you have to treat everything for mold. And then you can reclose the walls, put new plaster up. And, then the floors, in many cases the floors are warped and have to be redone. or at least refinished. And but once that's done, the house is ready to be moved back in. There are thousands and thousands of houses that need that done. And
wow.
A lot of them, people may not have insurance, and also people just need to move back in as quickly as possible. So, yeah, if people want to come down and just really help out with the physical labor that needs to be done for people to come home, that's the most important thing, is to help the people of New Orleans to get back into their homes.
Hey, well said. Well, look, Joe, I'll be seeing you down there because I'll be down there on the 17th, and we'll get together, and the caravan's going to start coming. People are going to start flowing in about then, but I think mostly it will be in there. It will be the 20th and the 21st. We're having a big party here on the 16th to send people to say happy trails, cool running. They'll be on their way down there, and so it's all connected as we're connected right now on the radio. So anyway, Joe, it's really good to talk to you, and I'm gonna give Lynn a call and see what's happening right there at the Welcome Home. And let's see, is there any website? Yeah, well, people can go to FEMA, not FEMA, of course, but Rainbow, Rima.org, and get a lot of pictures, or the New Waveland Cafe also has pictures, both from at the Welcome Home and from the New Waveland Cafe as well. So anyway, in fact, we're going to cook a few. So anyway, hey, Joe, I can hardly wait to get down there and see you guys.
Yeah, we're waiting for you, Dave.
Well, you don't have to wait. I know you're not waiting. I know you're doing it, but I got my ticket, and I'll be there 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the coming into Louis Armstrong, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 17th.
All right.
See you then. Give my love to everybody, Joe.
I will.
Take care, brother.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now another musical break. Let's do it because I want to. Okay.
Bob Marley here?
Yeah, let's do a little Marley, a little Marley, and then we'll go out with some live.
Can I please have you? Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told, so now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
Okay, that was Bob Marley. That was Brother Bob Marley. Get up, stand up, fight for your rights. And here's my brother Felipe Chavez at the Welcome Home Cafe. Hey, Felipe, tell me, I've just talked to Saxophone Joe at home, and now I'm talking to you at home in Washington Square. Tell us a bit what's going on around you.
Well, we were confronted earlier this week by the law enforcement and given us a few hours to pack up. And well, we've since then.
You're still there.
A few other relatives around here. Community has given us a lot of support. We do have a petition now, a lot of signatures. We have people in higher offices that are glad we're here. And being we're the only ones serving hot meals here in New Orleans, they're giving it some thought, and we're hoping we can negotiate perhaps not to be here at Washington Square Park, but another location where we'd be needed. We're feeding a lot of people here, but we're trying to get perhaps more towards the Ninth Ward, and we're kind of on the borderline right now. And we're trying to locate a place. We have pastors and priests and this and that have been contacting us with different suggestions. And I feel like within the next couple of weeks, or maybe perhaps right after Thanksgiving, we'll probably relocate to another area, which is all right with us. This is getting kind of small for us. We're going to also give out tents and blankets and try to set up some kind of a tent area where people can go. There's a lot of people in New Orleans without shelters. And getting sometimes the law enforcement not being so understanding. I'm not saying they're all that way, but maybe not handled exactly right. But New Orleans is definitely coming back. We feel the spirit of the people. There's a lot of folks here that are from different states that were relocated that came back to meet the mayor yesterday. Came from Houston and different places that had been relocated there with their families. They're waiting the mayor to create something here in New Orleans so they can return home. A lot of them want to return home. Some folks are way up in Washington and some different places in the north, and it's getting cold up there, and they're missing their home of New Orleans. And I can sure understand why. It's a wonderful climate here. A lot of friendly people. I could say the majority of the people in New Orleans are real friendly, and it's an honor to be here. There's still quite a need here, not just here in this area, but I'm sure in Mississippi and Alabama and South Florida. And like I say, I don't know how long we're going to be here, but we're going to be here as long as we're needed. And there's other folks that have gone home and come back, and other folks that are coming from, I guess, from the Bay Area this way, and I hope a lot of them come and plug in here. We can sure use more help here.
In fact, Felipe, I have right here in the studio Ingrid and Tessa. And they've been organizing that caravan that's going to be leaving here on the 17th, and we'll get there around the 20th or so. So, Felipe, I want you to meet Ingrid.
Hey, Felipe.
Tell him a bit about what's
happening. We're with the Bay Area caravan that's coming down there for the from the 20th until people just get woe out. We're coming to give you the hired hands that you need to lend a hand in the wars and just help revitalize New Orleans and, you know, if need be, spread throughout the South, because I know it wasn't just New Orleans that got hit, but the whole Gulf Coast.
Yes, you're right, and all the way from Lake Charles and in some parts of Texas. And we don't hear much about some of the areas, unfortunately. And south of New Orleans, down in Dulac, there's tribes down there that were really devastated also by Rita, you know, and they're having a hard time recovering. There are a lot of folks from Common Ground and Food Not Bombs. We're all trying to team up. We're like the grassroots people here in this part of the country that have really pulled together. We're really, really complimenting each other on how we can distribute food, not just feed the relatives, but give them some referrals to medical assistance here and where they can be helped. And we have clothing here. It's become a distribution center here also. So I think they're giving it second thought about trying to shut us down. I think they just want to help us relocate because they're going to use this park for Christmas ceremonies, caroling, and this and that. We can respect that, no problem. So I'm sure that we can negotiate. We're going to try to use diplomacy to negotiate with law enforcement, the health officials, and people that are requiring us to have permits.
Yeah.
We felt like actually we need permits to feed our fellow man, and that's one of the statements I made
Well, you need to remind them that Jesus Christ was a homeless black man born to a homeless couple in the Middle East or thereabouts in the summer, because that was when the animals went out to pasture. It wasn't during the winter way we think of it in the United States. So remind them of where he came from. He was a homeless black man, too, just looking for a place to stay.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll tell you, it's really amazing because a lot of the pastures after that aired on TV, the channels, we made statements on TV about our purpose here and how we came from the north with relatives supporting us to come and bring the goodwill that we brought with us to serve or to serve them, you know, and help them in a good way. And the pastor, a lot of people in Orleans are really supporting our kitchen, so I feel like we can't do nothing but help feed more people and distribute those. Our purpose here is to serve. And like it says, in so much of the music is you got to serve somebody, and we're surely doing it here and getting a really good response from some of the relatives that have been devastated by the dramatic hurricane, this and that, that's happened. Some of them came to Kitchen and Chalk, and they sit around and discuss things for a little while and leave here with a smile and hope, and that's one reason we're here. And it's a lot of healing happening. Not just for the people from New Orleans, but the people that come here to help. They're seeing a whole other reality of what people suffered and went through, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling good about representing Wisconsin and the people up there, you know, Organic Valley and all the relatives up north. We love you. Thank you for your support. Waveland for Clovis and that crew, the young crew that stepped up, and we're really proud of them. I'm really proud to know them and be a part of that, and we're here doing it, and we encourage more people to come and join us. We could always use the help. Thank you, sister, for being there and heading this way. You can't get here soon enough.
We're going to break bread together. We're going to break. You guys, you're coming down on the 21st.
Yeah,
we're going to break on the 21st.
Yeah.
So we're going to break bread together down there. We're going to continue to be continued at the Welcome Home Cafe.
Yes. Yeah. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey, Felipe.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you got any number you want to give? Do you have any? Can I contact? There is a... I know what's people would like to donate. They'd like to hear more. What it's called, the Barefoot Doctors Academy. Is that right?
Barefoot Doctors Academy. And if you wanted to go to the kitchen, you just put kitchen on whatever. If it's a check, whatever. We could sure use some energy. We're propane and this and that. The folks here don't have any bucks. You know, everybody's, you know, most of the folks here don't have much, you know. But we can all thank you for your support. I'm looking forward. Thank you for heading this way. And encouraging people, the light gets brighter as we connect with relatives down here, and there's hope and there's a lot of faith, and we're doing circles in the mornings and saying prayers before we even start feeding people, washing their hands, and we get people a chance to lead a prayer here that are from New Orleans, and some beautiful prayers are coming out of that circle, and we're all a part of that circle, of course, and thank you for thinking about us. And like I say, New Orleans has never meant so much to a lot of us that came down here. We understand the culture, the music, and the people here. They're beautiful, and we're proud to be here. And thank you, sisters that are headed this way, family that's headed this way. I'm sure you'll feel the same way once you get here. Thank you.
Hey, brother. Hey, Felipe. Next time we talk, we're going to be talking together there in the Welcome Home Cafe. Hey, brother. And now, thanks, Leo. Now we're going to do another segue, and I'm going to try to get to...
David, and to meet you. There's a juice man here that comes and gives us juice. He makes this juice in the morning and comes by and shares it with us in the kitchen. And there's a lot of folks that bake bread and everything and come to us in a good way. Anyway, I'm sure you're going to enjoy the relatives we have here in New Orleans.
I can hardly wait. In the terms of the old IWW, Industrial Workers of the World, they said we're going to build a new society in the shell of the old. Well, this is the new society being built in the wreckage of the old. Here we'd be, as you see. So feel free. Hey, Felipe, talk to you face-to-face pretty soon.
All right, brother. I love you, man. Thank you.
I love you, too. Pass my love to say hello to Lynn and all the brothers and sisters around there.
All the relatives up there in San Francisco, we love you.
Okay,
love
brother.
You too. Love, man.
Bye-bye. And here we got to serve somebody, but we do have a bootleg of the young Bob Dylan, the very young Bob Dylan singing Two Trains Running. Here he is. Take it away, Bob.
Mm-hmm. there's two trains running, and they're running this way. One leaves at midnight, at the break of day, at the break of day, at the break of day, oh Lordy. I've been troubled, I've been a fool, I've been crazy my whole life. I done fell in love with another man's wife, with another man's wife, oh Lordy. Just like a morning star, I'm gonna find me a woman, ride like a Cadillac car, ride like a Cadillac car, ride like a Cadillac car, oh Lordy, oh Lordy. Afraid of everybody, and I can't trust myself. When a woman I love him put me on top of this shelf, put me on top of this shelf, put me on top of this shelf. Oh Lordy.
Two Trains Running, the very young Bob Dylan. I was older than that then, but I'm younger than that. And now here we be, as you see. Let me do a little bit of, on the 15th, you mentioned the 15th all day, at there's going to be a teach-in at SFSU, San Francisco State University of Aquatina. And then that night, I'm going to be doing my usually second Tuesday, but third Tuesday, so I can't be there at night, at the Park Branch Library. It's my open mic. Bring your favorite poem, say some of your own, sing your favorite song, some of your own. That's at the Park Branch Library, 1833 Page. In fact, I hope you two come. You are going to come.
Yeah,
you'll be able to hear these two live there. And it's also my birthday.
All right!
I turn it, so this blows me away, but I'll say it, I turned 68 years old. Shoot us, priest. Still on the planet, still going, still up for it, still down for it, still around for it, still going for it. Not ready to be in for and out of it yet, saying, don't worry, be hippie. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. Here we be, as you see. We got a live audience here, too. A really live audience. And so, I want to mention, we tried, but we called too late. They've gone. It's midnight. It's midnight there in Waveland Cafe in New Orleans. So we missed that. But they're going to be passing it on. But, I want to tell people, if you couldn't hear them, You can, if you go to New Waveland Cafe, Google that, and you'll see pictures. You'll see blogs. You'll get a lot of accounts of what's happening there, where they're feeding several thousand people a day under this beautiful geodesic dome that, thanks to Burning Man, they now have. And it's also a center. There's a kids' center. There's a cafe called All of Us Free, cafe called the Tornado Lounge, that we named after Rita, and we thought the tornado was supposed to come right through. It didn't, but it was a tornado lounge. There's a lot happening there. We're going to have a big Thanksgiving feast, and then a parade through town, and then we're going to turn the cafe over because people have been there for months. They've gotten really tired, and I'll be doing a show from there. I'm going to do my Thanksgiving there because that's where I was. That's where I'm going home for Thanksgiving, to Waveland, Mississippi, to the New Waveland Cafe. So next Thanksgiving, tune in. Can we do this? I don't know where you're going to be Thanksgiving. We'll do a live show from we'll do a live show from Waveland right here on Enemy Combatant Radio, IndieBay.org, and also we'll do one on a week from today. I'll be doing it from the Welcome Home Cafe. And you just heard Felipe. Anyway, so stay on tuned. We're the connection with the underground, transcending all past categories. We welcome all cool folk out here on the cutting edge. And so Ingrid, Tessa, and kids, welcome to live radio. And now, here they be to take us out live.
Keep it live.
Keep it live.
Stay alive. We live on the radio. Feel the flow. Cause you know. We're live. Indie media. We're not greedy. They're the corporations. We're on your favorite radio station. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Ingrid, thanks for coming. And we'll pick up what time.
Thank you, brothers.
Called Ferelius. I'm the singing bears. Lindy Love on the flutes. Thank you so much, activists, for all the actions that you're doing. We just want to pick up the vibration a little bit. Remind us of the love that we all feel for each other. This is about the love. Remember what we're here for. Gonna plant the seed. Gonna grow the biggest garden that this world has ever seen. And our love, it grows stronger now, like the roots of a tree. Not the reach of the sky, I love infinite. Yeah.
chapter, another chapter. And once again, let's be sure to let people know, hey, you should get these guys down to Studio Z.
Yes, for real, yes.
For real, yes. At Studio Z. Are you available on the what is that?
The
16th. 16th will be Wednesday night.
We'll be there.
Okay. Good. Yeah, let's end with this. This is another Diamond D and family. And I want to thank the Rainbow family for being there. Welcome to the Rainbow family, a big family getting bigger.
Yeah,
so
family.
Let's end up, give a little PSA again for what's happening on the 17th.
The 17th, most of the caravans are leaving. The 16th, we're going to see everybody off and say goodbye and farewell and have a safe trip. Love and peace. We're going to have a big performance at Studio Z, 11th and Folsom, starting at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. There'll be an after party and lots of great stuff going on. Malik Rahim will be there from Common Ground Relief, speaking about what's going on in New Orleans. And I can't wait to see everybody there. I love San Francisco and my activist family down here. Yes. Shout out to Sacramento and all my loved ones out there. And Tyra and Tiara are going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Peace and love.
Okay, and this is, let me give that phone number, Artists for Alternative Relief. That's 916-470-84081.
Yes, and if anybody wants to have a benefit to raise money for this relief, then any artist, give me a call.
Okay, and people are needed to come on down, too. So if you've heard this anywhere on the planet and are listening to this, come on down. I know it's going to be on Blast Furnace Radio. They're down, either getting there. I know there's they're either there. I'm talking about Vinny. I think he's either down there or is going down there. And this is going to be happening. And the Oxygen Collective is coming down from Portland. And you, too, can come and lend a hand. The more, the merrier, for sure. The more the whole is greater than some of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. So thanks, everybody. And next time you hear my voice on I'll be calling from down there in a week from today, and from the Common Ground, from Welcome Home Cafe. There we be. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Dapper Dave.
Oh, pleasure. Night, Dave.
3 to some of my own poems. The first one, Hard Rock returns to prison from the hospital for the criminal insane. Hard Rock was known not to take no shit from nobody, and he had the scars to prove it. Split purple lips, lumped ears, welts above his yellow eyes, and one long scar that cut across his temple and plowed through a thick canopy of kinky hair. The word was that Hard Rock wasn't a mean nigga anymore, that the doctors had bored a hole in his head, cut out part of his brain, and shot electricity through the rest. When they brought Hard Rock back, handcuffed and chained, he was turned loose like a freshly gelded stallion to try his new status. And we all waited and watched, like Indians at a corral, to see if the word was true. As we waited, we wrapped ourselves in the cloak of his exploits. Man, the last time it took 8 screws to put him in the hole. Yeah, remember when he smacked the captain with his dinner tray? He set the record for time in the hole, 67 straight days. Old Hard Rock, man, that's one crazy nigga. And then the jewel of a myth that Hard Rock had once bit a screw on the thumb and poisoned him with syphilitic spit. The testing came to see if Hard Rock was really tame. A hillbilly called him a black son of a bitch and didn't lose his teeth. A screw who knew Hard Rock from before shook him down and barked in his face. And Hard Rock did nothing, just grinned and looked silly, his eyes empty like knotholes in a fence. And even after we discovered that it took Hard Rock exactly 3 minutes to tell you his first name, we told ourselves that he had just wised up, was being cool, but we could not fool ourselves for long, and we turned away, our eyes on the ground, crushed. He had been our destroyer, the doer of things we dreamed of doing, but could not bring ourselves to do. The fears of years, like a biting whip, had cut grooves too deeply across our backs.
Won't you stand up for what you believe in? Sing with me, though your heart may be grieving. Sing peace to power. Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
in all kinds of weather.
Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
and we can march to victory
if we sing peace together. One voice alone is not very loud, but you can roar if you sing in a crowd. Sing peace to power. Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
in all kinds of weather.
Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
and we can march to victory
if we sing peace together. Carry a sign or bring a banner along. If you want to be heard, raise your voice in song. Sing peace to power. Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
in all kinds of weather.
Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
and we can march to victory
if we sing peace together. March with me to their ivory tower. Sing peace to power. Raise your voice this hour. Sing peace to power. Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
in all kinds of weather.
Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
and we can march to victory
if we sing peace together. Won't you stand up for what you believe in? Sing with me, though your heart may be grieving. Sing peace to power. Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
in all kinds of weather.
Sing peace
as we march together.
Sing peace
and we can march to victory
if we sing peace together. And we can march to victory
if we sing peace together.
What you find.